to Eric Baranchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how are you doing today, man?
Oh, man, it's a lovely day in paradise, isn't it?
It is. It's cold. It's cloudy somewhat, although the sun's been popping out on and off throughout the day. And Joe Philbin's new era about ready to get underway on Sunday. So tell me your thought when they brought Mike McCarthy back to speak to the team. What was the first couple of things that went through your mind?
Well, the first thing was utter shock. Because, you know, as you're aware, most of the time when these things happen, or any other job for that matter, you usually get walked out and pick up your stuff, and if there's anything left over, we'll ship it to you. You know,
right.
So I think that's a pretty good move, and I think really it says a lot about Mike McCarthy that they knew that they could walk this guy in, and he wasn't going to blow up. You know, he did it, so I think that's good, and maybe be a little bit of an inspiration for these players. They need something.
My first thing was damage control, because they were getting just roasted publicly for firing a Super Bowl winning coach, a guy that had been to four NFC Championship games, and they fired him. You know. Obviously, with still more games left in the season. Jay Glazer says that he talked to Mike, and Mike's reaction was, are you kidding me, when they told him that you're fired? Because he didn't expect it. He knew he was going to be fired at the end of the season, but he didn't expect it to happen right after that game the other day. So, to me, my first thought was damage control. And then my thought was, like you, you can look at it as being a classy move, maybe more so by Mike McCarthy than the organization. Would you see it that way?
I think half dozen of one or six of the other, honestly. Because Mike could have been had sour grapes and said, you know, whatever. And, the brass up there, they could have decided that, you know what, they weren't interested either. So, you know, I think they got together and had an opportunity to talk about it. And I think it was, personally, I think it was a good move.
Now you move on to the game this coming weekend, and we were all talking about what our expectations are. It's kind of a damned if you do and damned if you don't for Aaron Rodgers, because if he comes out and plays well, people will say, well, why weren't you making those throws when Mike McCarthy was here? So therefore, he was purposefully tanking so Mike McCarthy would be fired. If they come out and play bad, they'll say, see, it wasn't the scheme, it was you as the quarterback. That's a tough situation for Aaron Rodgers to be in right now.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I think it's a tough spot. What I think will happen is that, you know, I think we're going to get all see probably a little bit of the same of what's going on. I can't imagine that anything's going to change much with the style of play. Now, what we could see is more efficient play calling, more quick passes, things of that nature. But and maybe the plays gets in a little bit sooner. You know, some of those kind of mechanical things I think could be fixed. But I don't think the overall play of Rodgers isn't going to change much.
Do you think Joe had asked me during buy or sell that Mike Pettine, as far as his validity is the defensive coordinator and him staying on? Do you want to see Mike Pettine stay on?
I do. I do. I really like the things that he's done. He's brought some imagination. I mean, heck, he's in the top five in sacks with no real pass rusher. I think that's pretty impressive. They're bringing pressure from all over the field. Imagine what happens if they get a down lineman that can rush a passer, or an edge pass rusher, whichever one happens to be available in the first round. I think they have to make a move to get that guy. But I really like what's going on, and really you got some young guys in the secondary to just pull the rug out from underneath them 2 years in a row. I think it'll be tough. So, you know, you want to have some consistency. They drafted guys for his system, and, you know, hopefully they're going to continue to draft guys on that side of the ball that are going to be impactful. I really believe that they should do everything they can to retain his services, because although they weren't great, you know, they're not at the bottom end, you know. So I think, getting another team to punt is always a premium. It's been the last couple of years. But, you know, they're giving up 24 points a game, and that's not terrible.
When you look at this and what Mike Pettine has to work with right now, I'm trying to picture the remainder of the season and where this goes. I can't say it's going to be 3-1. Maybe they split the next couple of games. I mean, and again, going back to the conversation Joe and I have been having or had earlier today, and I've talked about throughout the day, is kind of expect maybe a shootout. But this team has come out smoking, then they fall on their face, then urgency kicks in, then they get a couple of scores, and then it ends up in the mid to low 20s. Shootout or no shootout?
No shootout. I don't think it's going to be a shootout at all. I mean, heck, maybe it is, but I mean, I don't think it's going to be a shootout.
In addition to that, you've got other guys starting to be changed around a little bit on that coaching staff. The exit of Winston Moss. What did you think about Winston Moss's tweet?
I thought it was kind of funny, actually. At first, it was. I wonder if that was his way to get fired so that he can continue to get paid for the next 4 weeks. Other than that, other than the first thing, it was a little bit of a humor. But after that was, looks like there's some desperation there. He was calling something out. Maybe he was ticked off about getting overlooked there a little bit. But to me, it was a sign of a guy who's desperate and was trying to shake things up a bit.
Real quick before I let you go, we were discussing earlier about all the different flaws on this team and then the whole thing with tanking. And you and I had talked about this a couple of weeks ago as well. The only way they're tanking is if all of a sudden the organization makes Aaron Rodgers sit. But at what point, let's just say they lose this next game or two, at what point do you start working into Sean Kizer, if at all?
You cannot do that. You cannot sit down 12. That would be the ultimate slap in the face, not only to the fan base, but to Aaron himself. I mean, that would not be a class act move, unless something happened. You got nicked up or something in his knee. You made it say, hey, listen, you got a sprained ankle. We're going to sit you. That's one thing. But if he's healthy and you sit him, that would be a tremendously terrible thing to do to the guy.
Good stuff, as always, and we'll chat again next week and break it all down. Are we going to see you over at Hinterland after the game?
You bet.
All right, cool. Looking forward to it, pal. We'll talk to you then, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
There you go. Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.